Elaine.
Jimmy, I came to tell you your father needs you.
Well, he knows where to find me.
But he can't come, Jimmy. He couldn't even if he wanted to.
Well, what's the matter? What's happened?
You know how stubborn he is. He's never had a sick day in his life before. And he won't admit right now that it's...
Serious?
No, Jimmy. But you'd better come right away. The doctor can't do for him what you can.
That's all right, Jimmy. You must go. Ilano have no bad feelings. She go with you.
All right, honey. Get ready.
Thanks, Ilano, dear. Can I help you with this?
I'll call a cab.
Thank you, dear.
No, never mind, Jimmy. My car's downstairs. But you're ill, Father. The doctor says you want to go to bed.
What I want is a doctor that'll keep me out of bed. Unless he can do that, it's no good.
But listen, Dad.
Oh, shut up, will you?
Daddy Bradford. Huh? He's here.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Say, Brick. Bring me my coat, will you?
Father, Brick. Don't.
You don't think I'm going to let my son see me looking like this, do you?
But, Carl, I can't permit you to excite yourself.
Oh, say, I'm not excited. Say, who is hiring you anyway?
I am.
Well, just remember that, will you? Then get out. Get out. Get out, all of you. All of you, get out.
I want to see my boy alone.
Oh, go on. You're always in the way. Come on. Elaine, you stay here with me. Come.
Briggs.
Send my boy into me, will you?
Very good, sir.
But, darling, you think you should now.
Yes, dear. It's all right. Get ready.
You wait here, dear.
All right.
Every inch of breath.
Well, son, you found out I was right, didn't you? And you sent her back where she belonged.
You did, didn't you?
My boy. And now you're going to stay here with us. Johnny and Winnie, they need you. This is their home, and it's yours, too. And you're never going to leave them, are you? I guess I need you, too. It's been a hard fight to keep the business from going under.
Going under? Well, Dad, I didn't know.
Yeah. But they can't lick me now. We'll fight them together. Bradford and Son. Your old dad's had many fights and no one has ever licked him yet. He's always taken it standing. And always finished on his feet.
Dad! What's the matter?
Carry on, son. Carry on. And always remember, your dad was right.
Dad!
Junior's new governess, Mrs. Bradford and Miss Whale.
New governess? Why, I don't understand. Where's Malia Weenie?
Not Weenie, Winnie. And don't argue, Alano. Malia has gone. Jim and I have decided a native is not a good influence for the child. Miss Whale, you will kindly take complete charge of Junior at once.
We want Malia, Weenie.
Weenie, you hear that? It's a good thing we did make a change.
Madam! You must not do that. Such unnecessary osculation violate every rule of child hygiene.
You mean I must not kiss my baby?
Most decidedly not. Statistics prove that 90% of infant ailments are due to promiscuous kissing. Here come, Junior. It's time for your nap.
Oh, but,
I will inform you, Mrs. Bradford, when Junior awakens.
I don't like him, Mommy. Oh, be a good boy, my precious. And Winnie, she thinks she's doing right. But Daddy will fix everything.
Come on.
I bet your big daddy looked just like you when he was little. Flowers
up, Mimi. Come on. That's my baby. Three, one, two, one. Come on back. One, two. My little Johnny
Donkey. Mrs. Bradford, this is outrageous. Give that child to me at once.
If you want him, come and get him. Whale.
The idea. I am a governess, not a diva. Junior, come here to me this instant.
I can't get through, Mommy. You'll let her get me.
I said this is contrary to all laws of hygiene. Come over here.
I can't kiss him, huh?
I can leave this house today.
All you have to say for the last 3 years, you make me sick, please.
Hey, here comes Jimmy.
Oh, let's take it.
And more refreshing.
For the last time, not Weenie, Winnie.
Weenie.
Oh, are you two at it again?
Jimmy, this time you must listen to
Jimmy,
me.
I must insist.
Now listen, quiet, both of you.
Oh, Jim, but you don't...
Quiet. Come here, away you go, young fella. Away you go. Here, Miss Whale, take this young man and put him to bed.
I don't want her to have
him. Jim, I must insist.
Oh, you have insisted for the last time.
Elano, Elano, be quiet. Why don't you leave the divorce kid alone? You go to your room. I'll talk to you later.
Jimmy, I will not live any longer in this same house with that weenie.
Jim, what are you going to do about this ghastly mess?
Nothing. Frankly, I think you're to blame, Winnie. After all, you wouldn't allow anyone to ride you the way you're trying to ride Elano.